They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Come on, man. Play baseball. Sports Center's got way too much time on their hands. They're showing way too much NBA preseason highlights. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Folks, we're going to go wire to wire today and tomorrow. I think we've got two more. Yes, that's right, two more great shows. Welcome to State Softball, everybody that's in Hastings today. I hope you didn't have to hang around and play in the rain yesterday. That's no fun. But they're underway today, State Softball in Hastings. Glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We talk local, state, and national sports for the next hour. Today, Texas Tech head football coach Mike Leach will join us. That's coming up around the bottom of the hour. Charlie Shoemaker, the head football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic. I think they're the only school whose volleyball and football teams are unbeaten. And I haven't done a ton of research on that, but they both are. And we'll talk with Coach coming up here in just a little bit. Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com, our NFL power rankings. It's all coming up on the show today. Tomorrow, Ivan Maisel, ESPN, ESPN.com, national college football writer. That's not all he does, but that's his main gig. He joins us on the show. UNK homecoming this weekend. The Hall of Fame class goes in. We'll talk with Al Sheffield, a great member of the mid-70s teams at what was then Kearney State, of course, over at Northwest in the Grand Island area for a number of years. He joins us on the show tomorrow. Our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. Can anybody get in for those Lazy Boy recliners and Daddy's NFL and college selections. Plus, the Major League Baseball playoffs start tonight. Phillies Dodgers game one right here on ESPN Radio at 6:15. Plus, college football. Boise State, real quick, Tony, hurt help last night, or just right where they are.
I think right where they are. I don't think, you know, on the road. They got out there with a win. That's all they wanted to accomplish. They did that, I think.
Don't forget the phone number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, if you'd like to join us on the show at any point today. And we always love your emails. Send them off to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the armor lining. If you've got a little ding up in your vehicle, Dent Popper will give you a free estimate, and then they'll do a great job for you without just, well, taking all your Christmas money. On the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, the email address, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and if you're from Omaha. Doug and Daddy. That's A-N-D. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love, hugs, kisses. You okay?
No, I've got to attack something. And I've got to hit a subject right on the head.
I'll be back in a little bit.
That is fine. I must have my say now that I was accosted last night after being out of town.
Accosted?
I had no idea the love affair Husker Nation has garnered and the respect that Zach Lee has garnered from everyone out there. I underestimated you, Husker Nation, because all of a sudden Turner Gill is forgotten, Tommy Frazier is a mere weakling, and Zach Lee, our leader, is just amazing. Now, if we go back to yesterday, when I heard that my good friend Captain Lou Albano had passed away. That's right. I am going to tie this in a little bit because I can only assume people out there that accosted me last night, that yelled at me in a screaming match last night, one of my favorite establishments downtown, that if Zach Lee became a pro wrestler, he would either be The Rock, the people's champion, or he would be Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Because I don't know what Zach Lee has done. He's won 4 games in his hallowed story career at Nebraska. 3 of them over Sun Belt Conference foes, of which he lit up the field. We're so proud of him for that. Folks, everybody wants to attack me with hypothetical well, what if we would have put in... Okay, booger eaters. I'm dealing with the facts here. The facts are he's had 2 road games versus pseudo big-time competition. Thus, in Virginia Tech and in Missouri. Here's the facts. You give him per quarter a thumbs up, a thumbs down. He's got 7 thumbs down and 1 thumbs up, period. No matter how you look at it, Husker Nation. Now, I don't know why you would attack me for falling in love with this guy. I love his smile. I like when he bats those little eyes at me. Yes, he's a good-looking guy. Yes, he's a very good-looking guy. I will give him that. I want to see Zach Leake succeed. I want him to be our quarterback. I want him to lead this team. In my mind, he just hasn't shown me he can do that. That's why I'm not peeing myself in my dreams about Zach Lee. Can we just rein your thoughts and your hopes? I want him to lead us to a national title. I just haven't saw that out of the kid yet. And I'm the bad guy all of a sudden. I'm the bad guy for not clearing O Street so we can have a Zach Lee parade when they got back from Missouri. I'm the bad guy for that.
Ooh, maybe he can be the Grand Marshal of the Star City Parade this December. They have a parade in December.
Yeah, instead of watching Army Navy, we'll all be watching that. Yeah, great.
Unless you have
DirecTV. Then you don't have to worry about that. Call Computer Hardware today, 234-9335. Anyway, I just do not understand the love affair. And I cannot believe how many people think that he's won 4 games. And these people have forgotten Scott Frost. They've forgotten Joe Gans, Zach Taylor, Tommy Frazier, Vince Ferragamo.
Sam Keller!
I asked a guy last night, I said, you ever heard of Tommy Frazier? He was like, who's that? This is a grown man, lived here his whole life, had no idea.
Dave's
no,
back.
Zach Lee. His name was Dave. Dave R. is who it was. Had no idea who Tommy Frazier was. As he's screaming at me. I'm sorry. I've just got to reserve my judgment a little bit further before I fall head over heels in love with Zach Lee. So, I think it's fair to deal with facts. And I think that's the only thing I've done is dealt with facts. And through the 4, thumbs up, thumbs down. He's 7 thumbs down, 1 thumbs up. I don't understand. I don't understand why people would be going nuts accosting me. I don't understand why people would be even taking halfway on your side on this.
I know, they should be all the way. I think you'd want to know this from the Yale Daily News. After starting at quarterback in the first 2 games of the season, going 43 for 81 with 2 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, Patrick Witt was pulled midway through the fourth quarter in the team's 3rd game against Lafayette. Not Louisiana Lafayette, just Lafayette.
They're smarter at this Lafayette.
Yale losing 24-7 at the time, and then it was Brooke Hart taking over, leading 2 long drives, completing 13 of 17 passes for 154 yards and a touchdown. It may not have been enough to win the game, but it was enough to give Brooke Hart the starting job at Yale over former Husker Patrick Witt.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that. Can't believe they put somebody else in. How disgusting.
888-455-ESPN.
Got Mark from Hebron on the line to help Daddy out here a little bit.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's great to hear the debate going on here this morning. And Daddy, I'm going to support you. Being a huge Husker fan, but I still don't believe in Zach Lee yet. I think you're right. The statistics are good there. It supports your favorite. I know people are in love with Zach Lee, and that's okay. I will give him this, though. When it looked like he was going to be replaced during the Missouri game, he really picked up his game a little bit.
That, you know what? I want Zach Lee to be our quarterback, Mark. I really do. I don't think a true freshman goes out there and takes on big-time Big 12 competition and does the things that we want him to do. I think Zach Lee proved it in the best junior college in the nation. I think he can prove it, but he needs some confidence, and he needs to be better in these games. I just can't sell out and give my loyal support and say he's got to be our guy when he plays like that.
Well, I mean, we have to support him because he is our man, but you're right in the fact that we can't put him high up on this pedestal yet because he's not there. He's not proven it to us yet that he can be the man. But I think we have to support him and show our confidence in him, even though during the Missouri game we would have liked to have given up on him pretty fast.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mark. Mark in Hebron, we love Mark. Here's the deal. We haven't put him on a pedestal, have we? I don't think that was ever part of our debate here on the show, was it?
Even that's in my, just even what in I'm garnered
rant,
being out
I'm
there.
Just saying, even on my rant. Now, let's get this straight. I have not put Zach Lee on a pedestal. I have simply not said Cody. I'm saying Cody Green is not the Heisman Trophy winner. Let's go back to the phone lines, 888-455-3776.
Here's Nate from Minden, guys.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Well, we're just, you know, still hammering this quarterback issue when all we're worried about is winning games, I thought. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm 31 years old. I remember Tommy Frazier and all those good years. And Zach Lee, I think Zach's pretty good. I think he's got a lot to learn yet, and I think that's what we need to realize. He's not going to be – there's not going to be many guys like Tommy Frazier that come around anymore. It just doesn't happen. So, you know, I like him. I think he's a good quarterback. But I think just looking at Virginia Tech and Missouri, when you play really, really good teams, or else not good teams, but teams that have good talent, he's still got a lot to learn because he still doesn't – you know, it's still fast-paced for him.
Hey, thanks for the call. I think he's right, and that goes right into our first email of the day from the Dent Popper inbox. Nick in Pleasanton says, Daddy, why aren't you bad-mouthing Bo? Doesn't he have the last say about the starting quarterback? Cody might be a better athlete, but does he have the brains? And I people have said maybe he's, you know, for whatever it took to get into college, maybe it's not all right there. I think he's very football savvy. You know, the word is that he doesn't know near the playbook that Zach Lee does.
And he hasn't been around near as long.
Right. And so maybe he's not ready to go in. Here's the one thing that I'll at least throw a little bit of a bone your way. Is that, because I don't think I mentioned this yesterday on the show, if you use Tommy Frazier, we don't know if Cody Green can be that guy. Okay,
right.
But if memory serves me right, this is about the time that Tommy Frazier got his first start as a true freshman, when there just wasn't much going on there. I think if you put Cody Green in, you are, I don't want to say throwing away the year, but you are chancing. I mean, you're really just kind of, you're redshirting a year for your entire football team. Now, whether that's this year, next year, or you stay patient, Zach Lee does the job he's supposed to do, and when he's a junior, Cody Green leads us to the promised land for two straight years. You won't know until you put him in. Again, I'm going to have the faith in the coach in this whole situation.
I just go back to, you've got to do something on the field. I know the coaches have my back. The coach, we stayed patient. I understand that. You've still had eight quarters. Doug, how many quarters out of the eight would you give Zach Lee a thumbs up? How many out of the eight quarters would you give Zach Lee a thumbs up on his performance? At Virginia Tech or at Missouri? One, right?
What?
That we know for a fact.
You have not obviously watched the Virginia Tech game again. I don't remember all this after the Virginia Tech game. He didn't have his best performance, obviously. He didn't. But we weren't ranting and raving about how bad it was. Again, penalty, drop balls, not all Zach Lee's fault. He did throw the ball a lot worse in the Missouri game. But, the conditions might not have been quite as good. And again, play calling, running game wasn't as strong against Missouri as it was against Virginia Tech. All
you know, all-world Brandon Kenny. How many times we hear in the offseason, well, we got a playmaker, big, strong, physical kid. Kind of reminds you of Maurice Purify. Brandon Kenny had a big chance to make a third down reception. Maybe when the ball hit him in the numbers, he was just so shocked that it was even anywhere around him that he dropped the ball. I don't know. All I know is when you're running backs out of the backfield and literally they're turning around going, where was that to me? Was that? And the ball's 8 yards, 8 feet over his head. That's a pause for me to concern. Pause for concern for me a little bit.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox and our friend delusional Husker fan in Grand Island. The first three words of this whole email is what I live for on this show, is what Tony always sells me. Daddy is wrong. Hard to imagine, says delusional Husker fan. The prosecution is wrong. Are you sure? I'm positive. Yes, Zach had a rough game at Virginia Tech. Very first road start in a very hostile environment. However, he still threw a couple touchdowns that were nullified by penalties and a crappy out-of-bounds call. And it was pouring buckets of rain in another very hostile environment in Mizzou, says delusional Husker fan, kind of repeating what I just said. I don't think he's the next Jesus Christ, so I guess he's not the, you know. However, his love affair with the second string, whatever, has to stop. Cody Green would have only been set up to fail by putting him in the Missouri game. He still doesn't know the playbook. Give Zach a chance in a good weather game, maybe this weekend, and see what he can do. Give Zach a chance, man! You gotta give him a chance!
I'm perfectly ready to give him a chance, but, you know, the weather's bad. We're in Nebraska. We don't make excuses, people. How many times you heard that? We deal with things and we move on in a positive direction.
One more, Eric, our Iowa Hawkeye fan, says, well, guys, I'm back again. We've beat Penn State and Michigan. What do you think of Iowa running the table, and can they beat Ohio State? Do you have any BCS or bowl or even national championship predictions for the Hawkeyes? Eric, Iowa is the type of football team that will trip up against a team they are not supposed to trip up against. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. I think they can win the Big Ten, but Ohio State probably is going to win the Big Ten. Iowa is going to finish second and thus go to whatever bowl game that would put them in. Tony, your thoughts?
I'm going to effort up the Iowa schedule, which they've got relatively handy here. And you look down at, they played some great football. But you got at Ohio State. At Ohio State. I don't think they can win there. Minnesota's a team that you're talking about they could trip up against. Maybe looking by the last game of the year. You know, I don't think Northern Iowa Northwestern is going to affect them much. But I think you get down to those final two ball games, Ohio State, I think there's a loss. I'm going to cheer for Iowa against Ohio State, but I think there's a loss, Eric. I'm sorry. And then if they do get by that huge game in the horseshoe, then you got that letdown game. Minnesota could come in and hit you right in the face.
We've got a lot to talk about. Charlie Shoemaker, head football coach of the unbeaten Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. They play tonight against his old team, Central City. Texas Tech head football coach Mike Leach, just in the bottom of the hour, or as we head towards the top. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you've got fantasy football questions for Joe, ship us an email. Plus our NFL Power Rankings. We've got emails and a bunch after this.
The answer, 644. The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Abby show in the last month?
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop in to Schroeder's Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder's Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at Schroeder'sSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out.
Hi, I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for car buffs. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at JTMProducts.com.
Eustace Body Shop has 5 professionally run locations staffed by 50 of the very best employees. I'm Doug Keller, and I'm extremely proud of our accomplishments and encouraged by the statements of satisfaction we've received from literally thousands of you. Our mission for the future is to keep doing what we do best, staying up to date with state-of-the-art equipment and procedures, and providing the very best of service. A heartfelt thank you from all of us at Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and Eustace. It's been our privilege to serve you for 30 years.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Saturday, it's another installment of the Red River Rivalry as the Texas Longhorns meet the Oklahoma Sooners. Hi, this is Chuck Cooperstein of Westwood One. Join Tony Baselli and me from Dallas for all the action. Can Heisman candidate Colt McCoy and the Texas Longhorns continue their march toward a possible national championship? Or will Bob Stoops' Oklahoma Sooners right the ship against their arch rival? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Oklahoma, Texas, Notre Dame, USC, Missouri, Oklahoma State, Saturday on ESPN.
We'll see partial sun develop across the area today with high temperatures around 56. Northwest winds also develop and become a bit gusty at times. Tonight, skies stay variably cloudy with a low near 33 as winds turn light and variable. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Oh my goodness, we're back on the Duck and Daddy Show. A weird reference here, yes. We go to the Dead Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy Show at ESPNSuperstation.com. Gentlemen, my best wishes to the family of Louis Vincent Albano. Sincerely, Superfly Jimmy Snuka. Thanks,
lost,
Reggie.
Lost a good man.
He appeared, the whole thing is with your pro wrestler here, he appeared in the video as the father of Cyndi Lauper and Girls Just Want to Have Fun with the white t-shirt, the wife beater t-shirt as they call it, and the greasy face and all that.
He was always the guy with all the rubber bands and his little beard thing, and they had the wild t-shirts with his hair going everywhere. And
but he's not the world's greatest intercontinental fighter of all time, is he?
You're talking Macho Man.
Step into a Slim Jim. Yeah.
Derek even grew up in Germany, knew a lot of those old-time guys.
Ultimate Warrior and the Road Warriors.
Fabulous
Hacksaw
T-Burns,
Jim Duggan.
The Junkyard Dog.
Yeah.
King Kong Bundy.
Jake the Snake.
It was only good Sunday mornings after church. What are you talking about? Channel 5 KHAS. I bet Ed Littler over there has some old tapes stuck around somewhere.
You used to have to tape it during church. Oh. Get home instead of watching football.
No, I was a poor kid. I didn't get to have a tape player like you did. Rich boy.
Coming up, the head football coach at Texas Tech, Mike Leach, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. But neither one of them are undefeated. Undefeated is Grand Island Central Catholic, and we're pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show the head football coach at the Crusaders, Charlie Shoemaker, joins us. Coach, good morning.
How we doing?
We're doing okay. Are you into this whole wrestling and old school classic WWE, F, all that kind of stuff?
I have never watched that stuff, so I can't even help you out on that.
I thought maybe back in the days, you know, just killing time in Roseland, there was probably some stuff going on out behind the school. Coach, congratulations on the great start taking over for Scott Rezac, who went out to Ogallala. You knew you had a good base coming back. Are you surprised even with where you're at right now?
I knew we had a lot of good skill kids, and obviously when you have your quarterback back from the previous year that, you know, had a nice year last year, I mean, that's a good place to start. And we had a lot of questions in the line. Our first three games, we really kind of worked through some of those things, and we were fortunate to be 3-0 after those first three, and we've kind of got our line figured out, and so it's gone well, and I guess I wouldn't say I'm surprised, but, I mean, our kids have really met every challenge and done a nice job.
Charlie, you return a quarterback that a year ago threw for over 1,000 yards. That's a huge luxury. The games Doug and I do on Friday nights, and we go to some of them, and you know, the season a year ago was 208, 310, and I say, that's really not a passing game. what a luxury you must have stepping in there.
Well, and, you know, and Casey just, and it's not just the amount of yards he throws for, but he runs the game well for us, and he's really starting to let the offense come to him. And I think as we get going here, I mean, I think he's going to really show how good he is. So,
Charlie Shoemaker, the head football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, joins us. Coach, your defense has actually been doing outstanding. Last week was the first time anybody put more than the one score on the board against you.
Yeah, actually, Fillmore had a nice game plan against us, and they executed it very well, and we've kind of countered that this week. We hopefully put some things in that'll keep people from doing that. But a lot of times we had some assignment breakdowns and those type of things, and we were scrambling a little bit. One of our better DNs ended up going to the hospital for about a quarter, and so we had to find some guys in there. And so we, you know, but it was good for our kids to face that adversity. But Coach Kester's done a great job with the defense, and Central Catholic's always been strong in defense, and we continue to do the same.
Charlie, how tough is it to keep the focus this week with the game looming ahead next week?
You know, like I said, our kids have done a great job of every week is the most important game. And this is really no different, and our kids have really, really done that. And actually, last week we came out a little flat, and I kind of told the guys last week after our St. Paul victory, you know, this was kind of a trap game because I thought Fillmore was just as good, maybe better. I don't think they believed me because we came out a little flat and that kind of thing, and so it was actually good. We did that last week, maybe got woke up a little bit. Second half, we kind of poured it on and did a nice job. So hopefully we're ready to go, and I think the kids are.
Charlie Shoemaker, head football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. As Tony said, the next two games, both at home for you after an unusual quirky schedule. They played four of their first five games on the road. Now you finish with three home games. Next week could be and should be probably a battle of unbeatens when you play for the district title against St. Cecilia, but it'll be a little weird tonight, won't it, when you welcome in your old team, Central City?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a little bit odd. You know, you see the other guys on the other side and from their standpoint, too. But, you know, I've just kind of left it in our kids' hands. You know, they're going to go out and play hard, and I'm sure that the Bison are going to come out and play hard as well. So, but, you know, once the game gets started, you just move on and you play the game. So,
how do you prepare for a football team coached by a wrestling coach?
Tell them to watch the single leg takedown, I guess, something like that. I don't know.
Darren Garfield, of course, they won state in wrestling, and he's in charge of the football team as well. Real quick, since you're so familiar with those kids, who are a couple of those Central City kids that you've got to pay attention to tonight?
Well, you know, the offensively and defensively, you know, offensively they've been a little bit, they struggled at times, but they're a Maryland Knight team. They're going to kind of pound it right at us, and defensively, 4-4, 4-3 looks, and they've got a couple decent athletes. You know, John Carroll is a nice player for them. Cam Linhart's kind of the battery with the quarterback, and defensively he's played a lot the last 2-3 years. You know, they've got some good kids in that junior class with Kevin Smith and Tyson Sutton and a few of those kids, Joel Benson. So, they, you know, they've got some things, and they just haven't put it all together. But, you know, they've played hard and they've been competitive for the most part in their games.
Charlie, I just want to ask you a general football question. Do you like the state schedule in these games, or would you like to see it go back to the old way?
I would love to see it go back to the old way. I mean, I don't mind if they want to schedule the district and that kind of thing, but I would love to see us have the opportunity to schedule whoever we want for those first three games. I just think it would make a big difference. I suppose they say in the last however many years, you know, people wouldn't schedule anybody. But, you know, I mean, that's just something you got to deal with. And I would like to see a little more freedom with that. And, you know, especially for some of those teams that, you know, you get some teams in some years, it's just a brutal schedule for some of those people. And they may not have a terrible team, but they may not get a win. And it's kind of unfortunate with some places. So, I would like to see it get changed.
Well, Doug, I think there's a perfect example of the state scheduling for you. Maybe don't have the wild card points, but it's not your fault.
And they're tied for seventh right now with St. Cecilia. They'll play for the Pope's hat next weekend, the district title. But, yeah, Charlie, I guess last question, let you get out of here. Your team, because of some of that and because the district is planned out, St. Paul's the only team you play that has currently a winning record. Are you concerned about that?
You know, not really, because actually, I mean, I consider our district one of the tougher districts, and so, I mean, there again, we've got Fillmore, who's 3-3, but, you know, they've lost to some quality teams and that kind of thing, but, you know, our first three games is, you know, Boone ended up having a kind of a struggling year, but they're kind of coming back a little bit, so, we feel like we've played some pretty decent teams, you know, and, you're always going to have a few that struggle, but, we feel like we've had some battle testing, and it's kind of built up as each week's gone, and it continues to be the same. So we feel like we're going to be ready.
Well, Charlie, great job on scheduling that Thursday night game so you have an extra day of practice for next week.
Yeah, well, that wasn't really mine, but we'll take it. So.
Charlie, best of luck tonight, next week, and we'll talk to you again soon. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's the head football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, Charlie Shoemaker. They play Central City, the only area rare Thursday night game in our area tonight. We'll take a break. The head football coach at Texas Tech, Mike Leach, joins us. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We'll run through our NFL power ranking as well when we come back.
You're listening to the Doug and Dabby Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Dabby Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Great news. You no longer have to go to the post office to mail letters or ship packages. All you need is Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print official U.S. postage for any letter or any package without ever leaving your home or office. Uh-huh. All you need, your computer and printer. No expensive postage meter to lease. No extra hardware required. Plus, with Stamps.com and the U.S. Postal Service working together, you always get the lowest shipping rates available. There's no hidden fees here, folks. There's no surcharges, no residential delivery fees. Stamps.com even offers discounts you won't find at the post office. Okay, right now I've got a special offer. No risk trial, $100 bonus offer, free postage, $45 worth of it. All you have to do, go to Stamps.com, click on the radio mic, top of the homepage, type in Colin. Stamps.com, promo code Colin.
For quality cleaning and competitive prices, call on Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care.
Shop SearsClean.com. That's SearsClean.com for internet specials. Click on each service to view special offers. You can even get an estimate and request an appointment online.
Cleaning you can trust. Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care. Call toll-free 1-866-660-5639. Online at searsclean.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see partial sun develop across the area today with high temperatures around 56. Northwest winds also develop and become a bit gusty at times. Tonight's skies stay variably cloudy with a low near 33 as winds turn light and variable. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
On the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for Texas Tech Week, and we are pleased to welcome back to the program again during this big Nebraska Red Raider Week the head football coach of the Texas Tech Raiders, and that is Mike Leach. And Tony, I think this is going to be a lot more interesting game than maybe some Husker fans were hoping that it was going to be.
Well, you wouldn't think so. You think, well, they got a backup quarterback goes out and throws for 908 yards in his first start, but that's part of the system. Mike Leach joins us. Coach, how confident were you, and thanks for joining us, but how confident were you putting your junior quarterback in for his first start?
You know, I was really pretty confident, and I mean, it's easy to say that after the fact, but the truth of the matter is, in camp, he played really, really well. I thought he was better in the pocket than I expected, you know, because he's real disciplined about staying in there and ran when appropriate and that type of thing. And then, but, you know, he played really well in camp, and we kept our repetitions even between him and the starter for an extended period because of that, you know.
Coach, how is Taylor progressing this week?
He's doing great. So at game time, we'll figure out which one of those guys are going to play, you know.
Does it just basically come down to a coin flip? How you feel? What's the deal with?
Yeah, it's about as scientific as all that, you know. it was funny. Because the media got upset with me because I don't talk about injuries, you know, and they went into all this business. Well, big-time programs talk about injuries, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, all right. I said, you know, we're not going to do that. First of all, it's illegal anyway. And I said, but we'll do something big-time programs do. I said, we'll have a game day announcement on quarterbacks, you know. And so that seems to have pacified him for a week, and I'll have to come up with something, you know, for the weeks remaining. But
Coach, I'm sure they've hit you up about this, but you announce your captains week by week. Mr. Sheffield's one of the captains.
Yeah, he is. It worked out good, too. I like it a lot. I might do it this way all the time. Because, like, you know, guys emerge through the season. The other thing that I liked about it that I thought was really good is, you know, sometimes it seems like maybe there's a ceiling on the voice of the team, you know, where it's like, well, these are our captains, that's it. I'm not a captain, I'm behind them. But I think it kind of, it sort of broadened, you know, the number of guys that would speak up and be heard, and everybody was kind of excited to be excited because I think they, you know, when you spread the wealth like that, maybe everybody feels like they have a bigger part.
Texas Tech head football coach Mike Leach is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's their only road game in over a month when they come up to Lincoln on Saturday. Coach, your impressions with Nebraska, who has some injury problems themselves?
Well, I think they're really a good team. I don't know who's injured over there either. Apparently, they're not enough of a big-time program to talk about their injuries either. They're a really good team. I mean, heck, that's the part of it that has never really changed. I mean, in the course of football, there's a good game, there's a bad game, there's disappointment and all, and then there's you know, exhilaration, the whole thing. But you know, you're talking about one of the greatest traditions in the history of college football at the University of Nebraska. We get the honor to go into that stadium where they've had so many great games in the past and great players have played there, and we get to be a part of that, which is exciting for us. And, you know, I think Nebraska does have great players. They've got great coaches, great players, and, you know, I think they're like us. They're wondering how their team's going to ultimately shape up, and everybody's trying to get better each week, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, they're a great team, and it's exciting to have the opportunity to play them up there.
Coach, so much was made about the front four and the push the defense got for Nebraska against Missouri. Between Potts and Sheffield, is one more mobile than the other one?
No, Sheffield's more mobile.
Damn.
Kind of quick-footed, runs around. You know, runs a 4-1, has a strength of 10 men. But, you know, we're going to go out there and have him do the very best he can, you know.
Texas Tech Coach Mike Leach joins us. Coach, do your running backs ever get bored?
You know, no, not really. The thing, you know, I think in our offense, one thing that's always overlooked is the notion that we don't get it to our running backs. Our running back position typically will have more yards than probably any other running back position in the conference, which we strive for that. We shoot for that. When you combine, you know, whoever you're playing at running back and their passing yards, their receiving yards, and their rushing yards, we want to have the most, and a lot of times we do. Because, you know, you have a running back who by position is going to touch it more than any other position because they're the closest to the quarterback. And we're trying to give it to them as many ways as we can, not just run up, but we'll try to get them on screens, get them out there in the flats, try to get them some space because you've got arguably your best athlete in your offensive effort. And so, you want to utilize them as much as you can.
Coach, so much is made about your system and the quarterbacks and the receivers, whether you're talking about the Elf and Crabtree, the list goes on, but the running backs. Well, every system's got to have an offensive line. Those guys go underappreciated more than anybody else, maybe in college football.
Usually it's one of the first three meetings. I tell them who the most important position is, and it is the O-line. And some of it is a bias I have. I coached offensive line for 10 years. And which is, you know, first of all, it's the of all the positions, it's the most fun to coach because there's nothing that's any better than You know, I mean, even in practice, you go out there inside drill, one-on-one, pass rush, O-line, B-line. That's as good as it gets, you know. I mean, that's, you got gladiators, you know, snot, spit, sweat, blood all over the place as they're knocking the hell out of each other. That's about as good as it gets. I mean, you know, that's like literally like a baseball brawl at home plate, you know. And I think it's the most important position on the field. And anybody that doesn't think that it's critically important, I mean, all you got to do is walk through the mall and see how many potential receivers you see compared to offensive linemen. and that's the reason they have football to begin with, is to allow big people to pound on little people so you can watch it happen. And so, it's the most important position of all. And I think that's been part of our deal. We've started playing better as they started playing better, and some of that was just getting familiar with one another and who's beside you.
We just have a minute left here with Texas Tech coach Mike Leach. Coach, Michael Crabtree finally signed. How much did you talk with him since he's left the university?
We get texts back and forth. Michael's not a big phone guy. Michael had as much or more help than he needed on that whole deal. We wish him really the best. I'll tell you, if anybody could make it through that mess, it would have been Michael Crabtree. And I'll tell you why. Michael truly is a guy that would be able to separate himself and just go work out and let the other people, you know, handle the business without meddling with it. And I've always thought that was a big part of what made him what he was, was his ability to just focus on football and not let other things enter into the thing. Because he, you know, he's a quiet, shy guy, and I think he's gotten his reputation as an entourage guy. But, you know, Michael will get up and go somewhere and just doesn't shoo away the people that follow him, you know. And he's a fantastic guy, though. You'd like him a lot. As a matter of fact, if you're in San Francisco, I'll try to make sure that you guys get together and hang out and play video games. There probably won't be a lot of conversation, but you'll have a fabulous time.
That'll be perfect for you, Tony.
Hey, there you go, Coach. Obviously, everybody out there, well, he's maybe not he's a step slow for the NFL. You've always been a guy that stood up for your guys. How good do you envision him in the NFL?
Well, he's one of my favorite players and people of all time is Wes Welker, who by the NFL's own clock is a little slower than 4.8. He's made it to two Pro Bowls and led the NFL in receiving the last 2 years in a row. Suffice it to say, Michael's a little faster than Wes is. And so that was so important. Wes is out of business, and right now business is good for Wes Welker.
Well, I got him on my fantasy team, Coach. Hey, last question. I was interested. You gave Texas all they wanted in that first conference game, but you had such a overall young team. Did you like playing Texas in the middle of your non-conference, or would you prefer that doesn't happen in the future?
I don't know. You know, I guess. I don't know. You know, I mean, we were younger than they were, so that probably gave them a bit of an advantage. But, you know, they're still bringing their team together at that point, too. So who's got the advantage? Hard to say. I mean, and we're up there at their place. But I don't know. You know, they're tough. They're tough anytime. You know, we've got kind of a murderer's row thing stacked up late in the season, which they are right in the middle of. So it's loosened that up a little bit. You know, I guess early on, you know, maybe you'd like to play them later. But otherwise, I was going to have a run of, it was going to be a run of Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, all right in a row, you know. And now we go Kansas and we're off, and then Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. So in the Big 12, especially in the South, it's tough every week, you know, and then, of course, then we draw Nebraska from the north. I mean, there's other guys we could have drawn from the north that would have been a little more fun to play. But we're going to go play the mighty Cornhuskers and get it going, one of the greatest stadiums in the history of the world, one of the greatest traditions in the history of the world. And our team gets to tread where the mighty have tread, and so we're excited about it.
Coach, we really appreciate the time. And if Doug and I ever make it to Lubbock, Texas, we would call ahead.
we would love to sit down and have a refreshment of your choice with you. Would that be possible?
Yeah, we'll go up steaks and all that, and have a big time.
Sounds like 3 years away or sooner in the off season, Coach. We sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get back to work, and we'll see you in Lincoln Saturday.
All right. Well, great talking to you.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Should we leave now? maybe we take him to Misty's. I'll bet he knows where to go.
Does it get any better than that on the Doug and Daddy Show?
Mike Leach, great conversation. Quirky, as we say, but it's just enjoyable. Enjoyable talking to Coach, and glad he gave us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We'll run down our NFL power rankings. A couple of more emails from Irish Ken. Big Daddy. Once again, hoof and mouth disease has surfaced. Doug wins this one. Zach Lee, Cody Green debate.
There's no debate over who. That's my point. There's no debate on the quarterback. Zach Lee's our quarterback. I'm not for Cody Green. You just can't suck every time you go out there.
Joe says Zach Lee has played 5 games of big boy Division I football. He can still develop into a good player. The thing that worries me is his ability to make decisions as well as the throws against top-name schools. Out of the 5 games he's played, 3 have been target practice, yet only 2 against the big boys. It dropped his completion percentage to 59% in 2 games. That's bad. Though what he has done is manage the game well. He's not making huge mistakes and allowing our defense to keep us in games, which gives us a shot. Keep him in. He gives us the best shot, but he isn't the savior of our program. Joe in Kearney. Paul in Ravenna. I'm surprised that you don't believe in Bo, and I did not realize you were on the NU coaching staff, because just like he told the group last Thursday, if Cody Green was the number one guy, Bo would be playing him. So until you are showing up at every practice, if that would ever happen, shut the hell up, Paul in Ravenna.
Let me see that. Oh, I know this guy.
Let's go to Andy, who has fired this off. Mike Leach is one of the best guests that you guys have ever had on the show. I think he is a classy guy. He's one of the smartest guys in coaching. Man, is he a smart ass or what? Thanks for having him on. I hope the Husker defense shows up this week. Go Big Red. And he says, in Kearney, Huskers 34, Texas Tech 24.
I hope so.
You need the Husker gear, folks, to get down to Lincoln. You need the Loper gear to get across the street and go watch some great football at Foster Field. Well, the place to do that is Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week and late on Thursday. What's today, Tony?
Thursday.
They're there till 8 o'clock. They've got T-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, and hats for the Huskers, Lopers, and your favorite high school teams, including the Kearney Bearcats and Kearney Catholic Stars. There's plenty of other college and NFL hoodies to choose from as well. Get geared up at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Back after this.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of a hoe!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
Salon Paws Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow, My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. Salon Paws gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And Salon Paws is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch, and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try Salon Paws Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
Food for thought from Farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop
whether
a train.
It comes in a glass.
glass, on a plate, or in a bucket. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is. At Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. District cross country for every school today. You know what? I think this is like the perfect day to run cross country. It's supposed to get up into the 50s, maybe a little soggy in some spots. Best of luck to the cross country kids trying to qualify for next week's state meet here in Kearney. Also, UNK volleyball team beat Hastings, but Hastings took a set, so pretty competitive last night. And Nebraska volleyball team, a sweep of Baylor in a top 20 matchup. The preseason basketball polls are already out. Doc Sadler's Huskers picked 11th in the Big 12. That's not good. Colorado is 12th. Kansas, who's like number one in the country in every preseason publication, number one in the conference, followed by Texas and Oklahoma. GPAC preseason polls are out as well. The women's, the best conference in the NAIA. Hastings picked third behind Morningside at Northwestern. The men are sixth behind Dakota Wesleyan, Briarcliff, and the likes. Also, state softball, as we said, underway today in Hastings. State tennis begins today as well. High school volleyball tonight on the Breeze, 94.5. St. Cecilia's at Sandy Creek, rated in C2, and I will be in Loup City for the finals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament tonight, starting at 6.
Doug, I got to remind you before we get to Joe DeMail about Quality Hybrids. As you're sitting there waiting to get back in your fields and experience what Dyna-Gro has done for you this year, that's right, there's more great hybrids out. Maybe you're looking for a variety out there that excels at higher plant population. I hear you, farmers. I work with you. What do you plant your corn at? 44,000 population. You know what? 57V38 is one of those hybrids that excels at higher plant populations. It's perfect for your farming operation. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. Talk to them about the 12% cash discount through January 10th. Talk to them about the 60-60-60 program. They've got all kinds of programs going on for you and your farming operation. More acres are planted this year to Dyna-Gro than ever before. The same will be said next year and the year after. They're on a roll. Dyna-Gro.
Dave has emailed us, fellas, just tuned in when Coach Leach was on. What a great guy to have on. How about this? Mondays with Merck, Morris, and Leach. Definitely would boost the amount of listeners you have for the week from 10 to 100. Whoa, Dave, I think you left off some zeros, though. You meant 1,000 to 10,000, right? Joe DeMail, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. All the info that you want is on his website, and we get to a little personal questions here. If you've got one, fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe, thanks for hanging on with us. We get ready for more bye weeks out there. Let's start there. Who's your guy that everybody's going to miss? Who's hot this week? Who should we definitely be playing with some great matchups again?
Yeah, Jeff, great to be on with you as always. And this week we have the Colts, Cowboys, 49ers, and Dolphins on bye. So quarterback-wise, really that boils down to either Peyton Manning or Tony Romo. If you're strapped deep in free agency, and I mean deep in free agency, is Jake DeLone. He faces a Bucs team that is absolutely awful. League worst, 9.1 yards per pass attempt, 12 aerial touchdowns yielded to enemy signal callers in the first five games of the season. That's 2.1 per game. When you're replacing a guy for bye week, you can't expect anybody to replace Peyton Manning. That's just not congruous. But look for guys who can give you maybe 70-75% of that production. I think DeLone this week should be a decent play. Look for him to go 240-252 scores. David Garrard should bounce back nicely against a weak Rams secondary. And Jason Campbell, who's hard to recommend, but we're in bye week, so we have to got to kind of pony up the best we can. Jason Campbell has a favorable matchup against the Chiefs, and he's a decent spot play. Best plays of the week at quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, and Tom Brady. Running backs, you're going to be hard-pressed, guys, to get anybody off waivers or out of free agency. He's going to be able to help you cover up Marion Barber or Joseph Addai, Frank Gore, Ronnie Brown, Ricky Williams. Best you can do is dig deep onto your bench. Hopefully you have Cadillac Williams sitting there or Thomas Jones. both of those backs have great matchups this week. Rashad Mendenhall, even though Parker's going to be active, even though Parker's back in the mix, he'll get enough touches to score well against Cleveland. Plug him in as well if you own him. A receiver-wise, there's a couple out there that might be able to help you navigate this week's loss of Roy Williams or Reggie Wayne or Pierre Garçon, any of those guys. You might want to take a quick peek at Sidney Rice. He's likely to be targeted often by Favre against a suspect Ravens secondary. And take a look at Donnie Avery. He's got great chemistry with Mark Bolger. Bolger will be starting this week against the Jacksonville secondary that has stopped no one. So there's a little bit of help, guys, trying to cover bye week.
Okay, Joe, following up on Jake DeLome a little bit, is this the week for Steve Smith to have a breakout game?
Yeah, he should be fine this week. He's running against a secondary that he has beaten in the best of times. Remember, they're division rivals, and Steve Smith has really given Rondé Barber fits over the years. And that's when they were at the top of their game, cover two, Tampa two, with Monty Kiffin. Look for Steve Smith, Jake DeLome to rekindle old friendships against a defense and a uniform that they have abused over the years. This is a good week for both of those players.
Joe Donnie and Holdridge wants to know, Frank Gore, I know he's on bye week. How long is he out with the injury?
No, I think Frank Gore will be back week 7, Donnie. It's a great question. If you're holding Glenn Coffey, hang on just a little bit longer. Wait and make sure he should practice a little bit this week. He should be all in next week. Gore's getting healthy. He's got the bum wheel and Glenn Coffey, which, you know, okay fill-in. But if you're worried about starting Gore in week 7, I think he's 90-10 to start.
Joe DeMaio, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us every Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go back to the email here. As Jim in Odessa wants to know about Jeremy Maclin, he had such a big, big game last week. Jim says, do I play Jeremy Maclin every week?
Jim, the way to answer that question is to be cautious. So, I'm glad you own Maclin. I think he's going to be a heck of a receiver. What happens typically, and I'll bring it to the Mario Manningham factor, the Muhammad Masakoi factor, these guys who had huge weeks, and Miles Austin is in the same boat, had huge, enormous weeks, and then in subsequent weeks, they don't play particularly well. And there's a reason for that. Jeremy Maclin this week will be game plan. Even though he's playing against the lowly Raiders, I expect him to still come up with 80, 90 yards and a score. He will be game plan. Defensive coordinators now have him on film. They know he's dangerous. They know if they just take away Deshaun Jackson, they will still lose badly to the Eagles. They're going to have to mix up their coverages, double up Maclin at times, double up Jackson at times. It bodes better for Jackson this week than Maclin, only because of that factor. You want to always be careful when a guy comes out of nowhere, have an enormous week. Typically, when that happens, he then becomes on the radars of the defensive coordinators, and they kind of mitigate his performance for 2 or 3 weeks following that. Hang on to Maclin even through the tough times. Towards the end of the season, you're going to have a heck of a wide receiver on your hands.
Well, Joe, another email comes in from Dave and Carney, also a Maclin question. I guess this is almost a one-word answer. Should I start Maclin against the Raiders or Sproles against the Broncos? Looks like he's looking at a flex player here.
Yeah, that's a flex, and that's not as easy an answer as I would like. I think this is not clear-cut. The issue with Sproles is going up against Denver. They're very, very difficult. He does bring an element in the return game that makes him sometimes more attractive than the normal flex plays. I think you go with Maclin this week in this particular circumstance, looking for 80 yards in the score. I think Sproles plays a circumstantial role to Damian Tomlinson. If he doesn't break a return for TB, I think he might be held scoreless this week.
And finally here, a question I think that's on a lot of people's minds when they're in these bye weeks. A lot of these leagues where you can drop an ad and your bench is only about 6 deep. You get into the bye week, well, you need to find a defense, you need to find a kicker, which is not a big deal, but you just don't want to throw up a zero. Should you ever have more than one kicker or one defense on your roster? Does it matter who you have?
You should never have more than one kicker. I mean, they're all pretty close. You throw a blanket over them depending on the matchup. So you know, don't sit there and you know, opine, you know, whether I should, you know, mess up my entire team just to keep Steven Gostkowski. The answer is no. On defense, there are occasions where I can see only two defenses. Unless you have one of the big three or four defenses, sometimes you have to have two defenses. Like it would be appropriate to have Cincinnati and Indianapolis. And then based on the matchups that week, decide which of those two defenses you're going to employ that week. So if you opt to go with a tier two defense, then you can make a case for having two. If you have one of the best defenses in the game, if you have one of the top defenses already in scoring, such as the Eagles or New Orleans, you know, defenses like that, then you don't need more than one. And when the bye week comes, you can, you know, you can hang on to that defense. Go ahead and drop somebody for that 1 week, and then ride them the rest of the season.
He's fantasyplayersedge.com. He's owner operator. He's a VIP. He's Joe DeMeo. Joe, thanks as always for the information. We'll visit with you next week.
Yeah, Jeff. Very, very good. Good luck to both of you this week in your own particular individual teams, and good luck to everybody in the greater Kearney area. Talk to you next week.
Joe, thanks so much. Joe DeMeo, fantasyplayersedge.com. Where does the time go, Tony? Where does it go? Mike Leach, Joe DeMeo, Charlie Shoemaker tomorrow. Ivan Maisel from ESPN. We'll also be talking with Al Sheffield going into the Hall of Fame, our pigskin pickings. But now, it's what everybody's waiting for, Daddy. Take your time. Tell me what you've got. It's your NFL power rankings. Your number one team, Baltimore, got beat. Let's find out what you got.
Well, number 10, the Pittsburgh Steelers, minus 14 versus the Cleveland Browns this week. Pittsburgh should roll up this team. Number 10, I've got the Pittsburgh Super Steelers. Number 9, I leave in the Baltimore Ravens. You know, as a team, it disappointed me losing to New England and then face a wave of emotion with the Cincinnati Bengals. Crazy deal with the Cincinnati Bengals. Had a wave of emotion for one of their defensive coaches losing his wife. They rode that to a victory over Baltimore. They beat Baltimore fair and square. That was the first fair and square loss Baltimore has had all year long because, frankly, against New England, they were cheated out of a victory. And I'm sorry if the NFL can't step up and say that. Number 8, I've got the Cincinnati Bengals. Are you kidding me? Here's a team that lost that first game of the year to the Denver on Brandon Stokley's 81-87, however far it was. Ball gets batted into the air. I have no idea how they can lose like that, but that's the only one they've lost. They've continued to get hot at the right time, and they're riding in motion yet to this day. They're playing Houston this week. Should be an opportunity to get another win. Houston's defense, Cedric Benson, if you're a fantasy guy out there, might just have a huge game. The Houston defense has not stopped anyone as far as running back goes, and he can score often, early and often in that one. Number 7, I entered the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons at number 7. Matt Ryan's sophomore slump. Well, you go to the West Coast and do what they did last week. Not so fast, my friends. Roddy White, a great week of game plan, great week of executing that game plan. Did a fabulous job against San Francisco, a team that I thought was playing very, very well. Mike Singletary at the helm. Atlanta must just do some strange things. It's really confusing. Number 6, the Chicago Bears. Not a team, not overly impressed. Their quarterback coming off a bye. They're at Atlanta. This should be a great ball game on Sunday. I believe Atlanta's favored here by about 3.5 points. So we'll see how 6 and 7 teams match up. The number 5 team, I've got the Denver Broncos. This is an underdog at San Diego. That should be a fantastic ball game. I believe that's Monday night. I think we got to wait till Monday night to see that game. But Denver at number 5, unbeaten. Josh McDaniels, finally, you know, you got a coach. Shows some emotion. He's fiery. He's smart. He's showing you why at only age 33 he's a head coach of the National Football League. At number 4, the Minnesota Vikings. They play the Baltimore Ravens, which should be a great game this week. Minnesota -3. Brett Favre was starting to get a little bit of a repertoire going with his receivers. I like Minnesota and where they're at. Number 3, Indianapolis Colts, the bye week. Number 2, the Giants, and the number 1, the New Orleans Saints. 1 and 2 teams in all my land clash. That should be a dandy.
Can I give away the stat of the week before you give it away tomorrow on your picks? Or shall I wait? About the Giants and Saints.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The last 6 years, coming off a bye week, the Saints have lost, and the games really have been high scoring. So I expect that we know what one of Daddy's selections will be tomorrow. You've looked at my top 10 so that you can get your top 10 a little closer to what should be correct. And it is. I put Baltimore at number 10. It's hard to believe, Tony, that actually it's their defense that could be hurting this football team. They're at 10. They lost to Cincinnati. I bring the Cincinnati Bengals in for the first time at number 9. I'll put New England at number 8 this week. Who knows what you should do with them? The Chicago Bears at number 7. Atlanta is at number 6. And yes, New England beat Atlanta. That's the cork there. But how far up can you put them? So I got Atlanta at 6. For the first time this year, it's time to bring Denver in. And I've got the Denver Broncos at number 5. I've got the Indianapolis Colts at number 4. The Minnesota Vikings are at number 3. Although I'd love to see Indy and Minnesota get after it. I've got New Orleans number 2 and the New York Giants number 1. They've been 1-2 for the last 4 weeks here on the Doug and Daddy Show with my NFL power ranking. So pretty consistent, but it's easy to eliminate a bunch of teams because they all are bad. The worst team in the NFL this week is?
That's Raiders.
They are bad. I mean, the Rams just, they had a couple chances to score against Minnesota, and I'm sorry, Derek. The Bills are getting close.
Yeah, I'd say they're. I'd put them right where you just put them. I'd say Oakland's the worst, followed by St. Louis, and the Bills a very, very close third.
You never, though, have other teams disrespecting as far as saying.
Not in the NFL.
No. It's a true respect league. And to say, I thought we were playing a scrimmage, Antonio Pierce, boy, that's a bold statement.
Final email of the day comes from Nick. I'm surprised that Daddy didn't ask Coach Leach about how much Zach Lee sucks. When Zach does the Raiders this weekend, what will be your tone then? Give him time. We're almost undefeated. 2 points separates us from that. If we had lost the games we were supposed to win, then we have issues. At least, Daddy, you're getting us all fired up, but we love you and love the show. Nick, traveling around the world with his BlackBerry. We want to thank Texas Tech head football coach Mike Leach for joining us on the show today. You can always hear the show on our podcast a little bit later on this afternoon. ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Cunningham's Journal and the Loft link and hear the podcast. Also, Charlie Shoemaker, head football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Tomorrow, Al Sheffield going into the UNK Hall of Fame and Ivan Mazel of ESPN to talk college football.
Derek, before we get out of here, I got to read this. I just came across it. Oakland coach Tom Cable defines an explosive play as any run of 11 yards or more and a pass play of 16 yards or more. The explosions have been going off frequently for the Raiders. They've given up 29 explosive plays for 692 yards and 5 touchdowns.
See you tomorrow, people.
Cord Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Cord with Cord Walker Mowers. A Walker Mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control. Plus, the center discharge tilt-up deck and power dump catcher create an excellent grass handling system. Call me to schedule a demonstration.